We are celebrating WISO's 60th birthday this year by listening to highlights from our historic audio collection. Here's WISO General Manager Nina Ellis.
Julia Reichert got her start in media at WISO with a radio program called The Single Girl, maybe the first feminist radio program in the United States. Today, she's a celebrated and award-winning documentary filmmaker. In 1983, she made a film with Jim Kline called Seeing Red about the American Communist Party between the 1930s and 1950s. Julia talked about the film on WISO with Marcy Silman, explaining that many of the people interviewed for the film had never told their stories before.
Usually when we sit down to interview them, with many people, the first thing they would do is they would interview us. Right? They would...
And the things that they ask.
Well, they want to know, first of all, well, what is your purpose in making this movie? And why did you, much like you might ask me, why did you decide, you know, why did you want to make this movie? And they often want to know about our own political background. Were we ever in the Communist Party or any other organization? What they were, you know, they were trying to get at which side were we on, I guess. Were we going to give them a fair shake? It wasn't like that we all had to agree with them on everything, but they wanted to know that we were going to be fair with them. And I think that was very legitimate, because I think they have never really been given a fair shake. In many, 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 many years, they haven't been allowed to tell their story.
Yellow Springs filmmaker Julia Reichert on WISO in 1983, talking about her film Seeing Red. Reichert has 3 Academy Award nominations to her credit, more than 30 years at the Wright State Motion Picture Department, and this year is being honored with a place on the Dayton Walk of Fame. I'm WISO General Manager Nina Ellis.